Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Shorts? Maybe. I've had this story on deck since the beginning of the week. I wanted to do it right away, but I knew that I wanted to take some time with it. And so I held on. I also knew that there was more to this story, that it was going to unfold rapidly, and I wanted to get some more of it. And so for this particular short, I'm actually going to be combining three different articles, but it's about the same topic. In each one of these articles, I think, has a particular theme, and they are all from the Christian Post. Why do I keep talking about this stuff? This is what Christians are talking about. And so, here we go. Satanic display in Iowa State Capitol stirs debate among GOP lawmakers. Outrage and disgust. All right, this story, part one of this story, it really says it all in the title, and yet there's so much more to it. I want to focus on one aspect that I think a lot of people won't be focusing on. That is a conservative, fundamentalist Christian Republican lawmaker saying and doing the right thing. What? Yeah. I want to focus on that, because usually I have nothing but scorn for these clowns. And this guy might be a clown in many ways, but not this way. And I think it only fair that we call them out when they're doing the right thing. Let's read a little bit of this story. A satanic exhibit in the Iowa State Capitol has caused a stir among Republican state lawmakers who are debating the legal necessity of allowing such displays on state property. Let me just give you a little bit of the background. Really, really quick, really oversimplification. State capitals are property of the state. They are not religious institutions. They should not be promoting religion. Any religion. But you see, the Christians in these states and the lawmakers in these state houses want their states to promote religion, not just religion, their religion. In fact, their brand of religion. So what are you supposed to do? Sigh. You let them have their religious displays with a caveat. Every religion has the right to put a display in the Capitol. It cannot just be for Christians. You can put a Buddha there. You can put Muhammad there if you want your capital to be bombed by crazy religionists. Or you can put a Baphomet there, a satanic display, because you see, whether you think it should be or not, legally, the satanic temple is a bona fide religion. Is a religion. We are not talking about the legality of it or the common sense of it. It is a religion in this country. Eat it if you don't like it. That's just what it is. You can lobby against it, but the law is the law, and I don't think that that's going to change. So, we are back to our story that a satanic temple exhibit in the Iowa state capitol has caused a stir among Republicans, and you just really should say crazy fundy Christian Republicans, because that's really who we're talking about. And to say that it caused a stir and debate kind of takes it for understatement of the year. Let's blast through this. An organization describing itself as the Satanic Temple of Iowa erected an altar depicting a silver ram's head on a mannequin, adorned with a red cape and surrounded by candles and flowers, according to the local KKCI Des Moines. The statue also holds a red wreath with an inverted pentagram. It's actually very tasteful looking, so you can, it's easy to find. I think it's very tasteful. It's not, as displays of this kind go, it's as tasteful as any nativity scene. So, it was well done. That's all I'm suggesting here. Iowa State Republican, let's try to remember this name, because I don't think he's going to have a job for long. John Dunwell. Iowa State Representative John Dunwell, a Republican and Christian pastor. If he's the pastor, you're the sheep. Who also serves as Assistant Majority Leader, told the Christian Post that while he disagrees personally with what the display represents, he doesn't believe the government should be getting involved. Now this is interesting. He goes on, "For me, I would rather have an evil, blasphemous display, or no display at all, than have the state dictate what they think is appropriate," he said. Can we get a hallelujah? Christians, I'm waiting. No. Okay. Atheists. Hallelujah. If you're hearing me, just festoon the comments with hallelujah. I'll leave it to you to figure out how to spell it. Figure out why the hyphens go. I don't know. All right, back to the story. Dunwell's comments to CP, I suppose that would be the Christian Post, echoed a thread he wrote on X explaining his position on the satanic display. The thread garnered millions of views on the platform over the weekend and prompted criticism from some who suggested he wasn't opposing it forcefully enough. Yeah. If I can paraphrase dead Steve Jobs, you're not opposing it right. Well, what, Christians, is the right way to oppose it? Yeah, we got more, but I mean, just stop and think about that for a moment. How should he oppose it? What are his legal options to oppose it? What is he supposed to say as a lawmaker who has to uphold the law in his state, even the ones he doesn't personally like? How is he supposed to oppose it, Christians? Dunwell explained in the thread that the Satanic Temple had applied for the display in August, and that the Iowa Legislature's Department of Administration Services, DAS, which governs the displays, does not discriminate on the basis of religion or ideology. He also claimed that the original plan for the display, the original plan for the display to feature a goat skull was denied. Okay. I can see that. I mean, I could argue that it shouldn't be denied because, I mean, what are we talking about? Well, it's gross. I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't have been, you know, dripping with gore. You want to talk about gross? How about Jesus hanging on a cross? How's a goat skull worse than that? Just curious. Don't come at me yet. You'll have plenty of opportunity. Dunwell pushes back against any accusation that his position is radical, telling Christian Post that he believes the government would not be a good arbiter of what an appropriate religious expression and what is not appropriate religious expression. Amen. A fucking men. Can I get an A fucking men, anybody? This guy is really not going to have a job for long. But he's saying and doing the right things here. I know that Christians in this audience don't believe he's doing the right. This is exactly the right thing. We really need to call this out when we see it. I don't care that he's a crazy, fundy Christian Republican. It's the right thing. Let's go a little bit more. And that's the danger when you begin to inflict restrictions upon freedom, he said. You know, freedom, folks, the thing that Christians are always calling for, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, but not that expression. They don't want freedom of speech. I have said this a million times. They want freedom of Christian speech, freedom of conservative fundamentalist Christian speech. That's what they want. And they never learn. We did a story just the other day. They never learn. They pass these laws and they sometimes say it out loud. They say the quiet parts out loud. This is for Christians. It's not for those other guys. And you know what? Law doesn't work that way. Never has. Not in this country. Will it one day? Possibly. But I think even Christians, most Christians, would probably rise up against it. Let's go a little bit further. There's more. It's actually a fairly long story. This is why I wanted to spend a little bit more time. Dunwell described himself as a Bible-believing, crazy evangelical Christian. Okay, his words, not mine. But said that while he brings his faith and everything else about him to his role as a legislator, he doesn't believe it's his job to impose his faith on anyone else. Wow. He goes on, I have the freedom to express my faith and freedom to talk about it, he said. It influences my decisions, but it is not something that I say you have to have my faith and only my faith can be expressed. While Dunwell said he believes a day is coming when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He also said that day is in the future and that Christians are not called to establish his kingdom politically in the meantime. Oh, wow. I'm starting to worry about this man. Will someone send the Secret Service? Just a small protective detail to shadow him for, oh, the rest of his life. He goes on, I am nervous about government interfering with religious expression. Sir, you should be nervous about making it to your car alive. Because the Christians you're pissing off are armed. So, let's do that again. He deserves better than this interruption. I am nervous about the government interfering with religious expression. even religious expression I may disagree with, he said, adding that many of his Christian friends and constituents agree with him that there is nothing to fear about the satanic altar, which he dismissed as an inanimate object, which it, of course, is. He goes on, because he does not apparently have a high self-preservation instinct. He goes on, though this is uncomfortable, and though this may be what even some would call blasphemous toward our faith, the reality is God is bigger than this, he said, and we have the ability to stand against this spiritually, and we have the ability to express our ideas about it, but we don't need to live in fear of it or get all angry and behave in an un-Christian way because someone does something we disagree with. Ah, if the article only ended there. This would be a real feel-good story. It does get kind of dark. Dunwell's fellow state Republican Brad Sherman, who is also a Republican, I'm sorry, state representative Brad Sherman, who is also a Republican and a pastor, took a different view on the topic, arguing in a newsletter last week that there is potential legal recourses by which satanic displays could be prohibited on state-owned property. That's interesting, because he doesn't think that Christian displays should be prohibited on state-owned property. What are some of those legal recourses? And my, it seems really, really strange, kind of a whiplash that a Christian seems to give a damn about the law. Only when it helps them. He goes on. The outrage and disgust for this satanic display is widespread, but few people think there is much that can be legally done about it because of free speech and freedom of religion, Sherman wrote. However, I disagree. Why did he just become Mr. Burns? Smithers. This is what happens when the shorts get long. Citing the preamble to the 1857 Iowa State Constitution. You know, folks, that old chestnut, the Iowa State Constitution from 1857. Surely that's binding, right? I wonder what it could say. Which established the state on the basis of a belief in a supreme being and dependence on him for a continuation of those blessings. Sherman described any legal interpretation that would afford Satan and God the same religious expression as twisted and tortured. It's twisted and tortured. Okay, no. There's all kinds of no in here. First of all, I don't give a damn what your Iowa State Constitution said 180 years ago. I just don't care. I don't care. No one else should care either. Because you have laws today, right, that supersede that. Superseding that would be the federal government, for instance. So I don't care. There are laws on the books in some states that still prohibit mixed-race marriages. Don't care. There are states with laws on the books prohibiting anal sex, gay relationships. Don't care. I don't care what fucking law you got on your books from 1857. It's utterly irrelevant. But let's just look at that law a little bit more closely. And we'll just look at the part that you cited here. Belief in a supreme being. Okay, that doesn't mean Yahweh. Was Yahweh or is it Jehovah? Yahweh, you know, whoever he is. El Shaddai, you know. It doesn't name him. Did it name I Am? Did it name Jealous? Because the God of the Bible says, my name is Jealous. So is it Jealous? Jealous, is that you? Just a supreme being. Paul, in the New Testament, called Satan the God of this world. Your case is kaput. You can't. I'm sorry, you can't argue with Paul. So we've got at least a couple of candidates for God of this world, sir. Supreme being, sir. Okay. But I think the more interesting part of it, the idea that there's a dependence on him, capital H, by the way, we know who we're dealing with, dependence on him for a continuation of those blessings. What blessings? Just curious, what blessings did the Iowa State Constitution promise? Were there any specific blessings mentioned? Then I don't know how this could be binding. Who cares whether you receive those blessings or not, because there were no blessings put forth here. And then we just have an outright religious, you know, faith position that, you know, whatever those blessings are, you can only get them if that supreme being continues to dole them out. And so German describes any legal interpretation that would afford Satan and God the same religious expression as twisted and tortured, but Satan is a god. So even your Bible says so. Now, you can say he's a lesser god, still a god. So I don't think that one even has to say that Satan is on the same level as your god. Of course, we're just taking your word about the level that your God is among gods, because the law doesn't give a damn. It's about religious expression. Satan doesn't have to be a god at all. The one displayed, the one you know, depicted in these displays don't have to be gods. They could be men. They could be earthworms. You don't get, it doesn't matter, right? You don't get to choose. It could be the elephant god Ganesh, who doesn't claim to be, you know, the creator god of the universe. Doesn't matter. So this whole argument about whether Satan is equal to your supreme being, you know, I would have to see the Constitution, but the thing that you're citing here does not help you legally, I don't believe. This is a nothing burger. Let's go forward, though, because, yeah, I know I said I've got three of these. I said it wasn't going to be short. He goes on, such a legal view not only violates the very foundation of our state constitution, like I said, who cares, but it offends the God upon whom we depend. Who the fuck cares? Don't care, doesn't matter. It's of no legal significance. You can stop running your goddamn fool mouth if this is what's coming out of it. But let's finish your thought. But it offends the God. My middle finger, by the way, is currently extended. So I hope this God is further offended. It offends the God upon whom we depend and undermines our well-being, Sherman argued. Do you get this? This is how batshit fucking crazy these guys are. He's thinking that Iowa's got some kind of well-being right now. Yeah, I'm sure they don't have any crime or school shootings or anything like that. I'm sure their economy's doing fine. Everybody's working happy. There are no divorces. Nobody's beating their wife. Nobody's diddling their kids. Yeah, you got a great thing going there, Iowa. He says, if you allow Satan in the state capitol, it's going to undermine our well-being because God's going to be pissed. That's his argument. Sherman, from the days of my youth, I dredge up this from the, what is it, late 70s and 80s, eat shit and die. Honestly. In fact, we had our own spin on that. Eat McShit and die is what we would say. Didn't stop me from eating McDonald's. Love it to this day. Okay. Yeah, let's get a little bit more from Sherman here. He also said that civil magistrates are not exempt from obedience to God. Yes, they are. Okay. Civil magistrates do not have to obey God, you goddamn fool. They do not. Nobody has to obey your God. This is not a theocracy, you goddamn fool. But he goes on. And that they must submit to him, capital letters, in government, as much as other areas of life. No, they do not. In fact, they specifically do not have to submit to a God in government. Where do you think you are? This is not the Arab Spring. Brother Saudi Arabia, if that's where you wanted to go, you missed your goddamn flight because we ain't there. That is not America. Never has been America. You could argue whether the founding fathers had some sympathies toward Christianity. I mean, I'd love to talk about Thomas Jefferson and his idea of the Bible. Sure, let's talk about that. But I'm pretty sure even the founding fathers would lock you up and bury you under the Capitol. Sherman goes on, either he is God or he's not. Ooh, 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 pick me. Not. Okay. You would think that I would move on to story number two. I'm not ready yet. Claiming that it violates the Iowa State Constitution, Sherman called on Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds to remove the blasphemous display. Blasphemous. I don't care if it's blasphemous. I hope it's blasphemous. Has no bearing on whether it has a right to be there or not. But... let's go. Remove the blasphemous display. He also called for the adoption of clarifying legislation that would prohibit satanic displays on state property and allow the Ten Commandments. You see, this is what they always want. It's never about freedom of religion or freedom of speech. It's freedom of our religion. It's freedom of our speech. Not those guys. Come on. You know what we mean? Yeah. We know what you mean. All right. There's some more stuff here. Some statements from the Southern Baptists. Okay. A couple more paragraphs. It's too guy guy. A little more. We'll get to story number two. Constitutional analysis is determined through legal tests of adjudication. In other words, let's just take it to court. let's roll the dice, man. And no right is absolute. Yeah, okay. So on the one hand, we want to cite the Constitution and say it's absolute when it favors us, but when it doesn't, it's not really absolute. Don't worry about it. We can overturn it. Walker wrote, this is Southern Baptist. I skipped a few paragraphs, so this might be someone else. Noting how even English philosopher John Locke, whose theories helped frame American political thought, argued that atheism was a threat to public order and should not be tolerated. Okay. Well, once again, this is who these people are. They want to silence atheists, secularists, because secular means non-religious. That's simply what it means. Can't help it, didn't make it up. Look it up. Non-religious. And so people who don't buy into your religion, these Christians believe, are a threat to public order. And they shouldn't be tolerated. Yeah. Okay. So there's more. You can read the rest yourself, I suppose. Article number two. Let's just pull that up. Here we go. Christian Post. All of these are Christian Post. Breaking, which I think is an excellent pun, maybe a play on words here, not so much a pun. Breaking, Christian Zealot, I'm so sorry. This is not the Christian Post. This is Hermit Mehta, the friendly atheist. My apologies. The third one is the Christian Post. I'm not sure the Christian Post covered this one, at least in a very timely manner. So I had to go outside to find it. Breaking, Christian zealot vandalizes satanic display in Iowa Capitol. You knew it was coming, didn't you? Didn't you kind of know that there was another shoe to drop? Of course there was. You didn't think that was going to stand, fool? What did you think was going to happen? Yeah, these calls for Christians to just chill, dude. It's just an inanimate object. It happens to have the right to be here. We can still be Christians and this thing be here. To let's see if we can get rid of it with the law. The law, you know, that thing that Christians care so much about. Christians don't give a damn about the law. And the chances of Christians waiting for some kind of legal remedy for this was always going to be zero. Michael Cassidy, a Christian who ran for Congress as a Republican, turned himself in to authorities. Well, that sounds interesting. That's... Let's see here. You can find this on the Sentinel. That's a conservative news site if you want to go there. I don't. So Mehta says, I mean, honestly, Mehta, he kind of writes like I think. So he says, well, that didn't take long. just days before the satanic temple display in the Iowa Capitol was set to come down. Because understand, these displays are up there for a limited amount of time. It was on the way down anyway. A Christian vandalized it. It came after a flurry of outrage from conservatives who believe freedom of religion shouldn't apply to religious groups they don't personally like. Okay, there's a tweet here. I'm not gonna try to read that. According to the right-wing media outlet, The Sentinel, the culprit was Michael Cassidy. Remember, he turned himself in. He did it. You know, he's not the accused. he's the dude. He did it. That might be important later. A Christian and former military officer. That's double down there. That's a soldier, and a soldier for Christ. this is what they do when they get all militant. So, a Christian former military officer who beheaded the Baphomet statue gives a picture of him and the statue. Michael Cassidy, yada, yada, yada. There's some YouTube that you can probably watch. And then there's this. The world may tell Christians to submissively accept the legitimization of Satan, but none of the founders would have considered government sanction of satanic altars inside Capitol buildings. Let me just stop you right there, Michael. I don't give a good goddamn what the founders would think about it. Because they're not here, we are. And a couple hundred years from now, we won't be here. Our great, 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 great grandkids will. And they won't have given a damn what we thought about the stuff that they're dealing with. So you don't have an argument. Furthermore, you don't know what they would have or would not have believed. They argued about this stuff all the time. They argued about all kinds of stuff. As if it was some monolithic slam dunk for Christianity. Take on a little bit of history. Anti-Christian values have steadily been mainstreamed more and more in recent decades, and Christians have largely acted like the proverbial frog in the boiling pot of water. It goes on. I saw this blasphemous statue and was outraged. Cassidy continued, my conscience is held captive to the word of God, not to bureaucratic decrees, and so I acted. Tunes. Cassidy cited 1 John 3 and 8 as an additional motivation for his destruction of the statue. I just note that this is a Christian who is committing illegal acts of violent vandalism and citing the Bible. He's doing this in the name of God, and you think that shit doesn't matter? It matters. It's playing out right here. Okay. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil, he noted. That scripture exhorts us to think and act like Jesus. He actually believes it is his duty, his marching orders, to go destroying these things because the Bible tells him so. Just a side note, because the discussion is on the board, is he interpreting the Bible correctly here or incorrectly? How can we tell? Christians, skeptics, and seekers. Squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. If you're too afraid to do it there, shoot me an email. I will not name you. I won't even mention it if you say not to in the email. It's skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Okay, back to the article. To be clear, there was nothing anti-Christian about the display, unless you consider everything that's not explicitly pro-Jesus anti-Christian. The satanic display listed the seven foundational tenets, which include things like one should strive to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason. Those goddamn radicals. Now I understand why it was destroyed. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused. Bastards. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. Yeah. And to think they could put that shit in an Iowa capital. They don't believe in any of that crap. Okay. Okay. Let me see. There's more that I want to get into this story before moving to the last one. This will go pretty quick. To be clear, there was nothing anti. I read this. More importantly, it's irrelevant what Cassidy thinks the founders might have wanted, because our legal system has repeatedly said religious freedom applies to everyone. If Iowa lawmakers want to create a public forum for displays, they cannot discriminate on the basis of religion, and I am going to add, and ideology. Cassidy apparently turned himself in and now faces a charge of fourth-degree criminal mischief. Why only fourth degree? I don't understand these degrees. He faces a fine of between $315, a pittance, and $1,875, also a pittance, and up to a year in jail. That's the one I'm rooting for. That's the one. Forget the fine. That is the one we are rooting for. In this story, Cassidy's spouting out more stuff. He's not apologetic at all. You know, he's more fired up than ever. The verses right before that one, there's a verse they quoted that I'm not gonna read. Urge Christians to humble yourself to God. Cassidy apparently doesn't have enough faith in God to deal with the open forum in the Iowa Capitol. So he took matters in his own hands. In 2017, another Christian... Yeah, okay. Cassidy wants a... Gotta shift my hands here. Once a Navy pilot was previously a candidate for Congress from Mississippi in 2022. He lost in the GOP primary. So forth, so on. His lawyers told the Sentinel that Cassidy was motivated by his Christian faith to peacefully, this is not peaceful, by the way, to peacefully protest a display. Now, if this was Antifa, just saying, if this was Antifa smashing up a nativity No one would call it peaceful. And the calls for jail, prison time, forget jail, prison, would be loud. His lawyer says he was motivated by his Christian faith. I don't care. Okay, this is maybe why a certain kinds of Christian faith are dangerous. To peacefully, because this is what he thinks of peaceful. You wouldn't like him when he's violent. protest and display. That is a direct affront to God. Really? Is this a direct affront to God? How do you know what a direct affront to God is? What a pussy your God is. What a goddamn snowflake. What a him damn snowflake your God is. I spit in the face of your sack of shit God. If this is what set him off, you goddamn fool. Meta goes on. He's more calm than me. His blood pressure is better than mine, which is a bizarre way to describe an act of vandalism. A peaceful protest would have been, and Meta gives this example, praying near the display, not destroying it. But I have to disagree with you, Meta. If anyone had been caught praying near the display, the caption would have been, such and such a conservative Christian politician prays to Baphomet. So nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. So he goes on, if an atheist vandalizes a nativity scene nearby, you can bet no one would call it a peaceful protest. I told you he writes like I think. The Satanic Temple of Iowa said that their display had been destroyed beyond repair, but took a magnanimous approach to it, asking people use the seven tenets as a reminder for empathy, because this guy's obviously mentally ill. He's got Christian pox. empathy. In the, I know the hate mail's coming. In the knowledge that justice is being pursued the correct way, through legal means, they said. And display, let's see, the remains of the display would stay up through Saturday as scheduled. And I actually think that that is quite the monument. It's almost better now that it's beheaded because it now stands for a few more days as a monument to who Christians really are. Don't you think? So, what about all the Christians coming down hard on Cassidy for his overreaction? Well, I haven't seen it. On X, Twitter, the Sentinel described Cassidy's act as an incredible story of Christian conviction and zeal. Okay, right. So, we'll go ahead and step out of that one, and we'll enter our final story for today. It comes in threes. This probably will not be the last one, and I'm thinking about doing another one later. But this is the last one we will do in this set. Okay, just finding the right place. Christian veteran who topples satanic statue in Iowa Capitol raises $20,000 an hour for legal fees. This will be quick. Because of course you knew it was coming. Of course you knew it was coming. It's obvious. We didn't have to wait long for this. And let me see. This is Christian. This is Christian Post here. I just want to make sure I can go back and... yeah, it's Christian Post. Sorry about that. Let's just read a little bit of this. Update, 12:40 p.m. Eastern Time on December 15th. December 15th. Holy cow. Today's my wife's birthday. Don't tell her I forgot. It's okay. I got her a little something anyway. I actually did forget it was her birthday. I was just getting it for her to be nice. Now it's a birthday present. Phew, that was close. So Cassidy announced Friday morning that he was reopening his legal defense fund after being informed that an investigation had been opened into his alleged vandalism. And now notice the Christian Post here. I said I would get back to this. They call this an alleged vandalism. He did it. He turned himself in. This is not alleged. Stop it, Christians. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're like rewriting history in real time. But then again, this is what Christians do. It's how we got the Bible. All right. And this piece here, this update at the beginning of the story, is really kind of out of place. And so we'll swing back by. The Christian veteran, I notice how they called him a veteran, kind of honoring this criminal. But when they actually had chaplains, you'll recall from a day or two ago, chaplains who were opposing the Texas proposal to put amateur chaplains in schools, which they did, 100 chaplains stood up and said, no, don't do it. This is a bad idea. The Christian Post called them progressive chaplains. Those were their Christians. But they called this criminal a veteran, you know, so that we can be sure to honor this man, the Christian veteran who destroyed a satanic statue in the Iowa State Capitol, was inundated with $20,000 in donations for his legal fees in less than 3 hours on Tuesday. Michael Cassidy, 35, a former Navy officer who ran for Congress in Mississippi, faces a fourth-degree mischief. Mischief. It's a fine word. Charge for toppling. Really? He smashed the goddamn stat for toppling a display. I mean, he just kind of bumped into it and toppled it. What are you doing, people? Come on. If I was editing this, if I were the editor-in-chief here, this story wouldn't fly. So... too much bias for toppling a display erected by the Satanic Temple, Iowa, that depicted a silver ram's head on a red-caped mannequin holding an inverted Pentagon wreath. The figure was surrounded by candles and flowers and stood in front of an altar extolling the seven fundamental tenets of the Satanic Temple. I noticed that in this story from the Christian Post, they don't actually cite any of the tenets of the Satanic Temple. They wouldn't. that fourth story that I was talking about, I might do it. Depends on it depends on a lot of things. What I want to do is go over the actual tenets of faith of the Satanic Temple. Find out exactly which ones of those that Christians disagree with. Following a week of fierce debate online and between state legislators regarding the propriety and legality of the statue, Cassidy pushed it over and tossed the silver ram's head in the garbage before turning himself in to officers, as first reported by the Republican Sentinel. Why didn't they talk about his alleged vandalism earlier? They know what he did. He did it. He's proud of it. He's talking about it. I just, that, you know, as a writer and someone who had to write news sometimes like this, I'd have never gotten away with that. So anyway, sticks in my craw. After Cassidy's actions went viral on X, the Sentinel set up a legal defense fund for him on GiveSendGo, which shut down within hours after meeting its $20,000 goal. Truly humbled by y'all's support. It's right there. Why apostrophe A-L-L-S? Okay, I'm not trying to pull a fake Southern accent. Besides, I'm Southern. It's not fake for me. Truly humbled by y'all's support. That's what you tweeted. We raised $20,000 we were looking for in just a couple hours. I directed the campaign to be paused. We have enough for now. And so you remember that first paragraph? Oh shit, they're coming after us. We better open that up again. 20,000 ain't gonna cover it. Cassidy drew widespread support on X for what he did, including from conservative figures such as, you know what, I'm not even gonna give these people the credit of naming them. People gave them various donations, $1,000, $10,000, various donations such as that. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, yeah, we know that something wise is coming out of him, also said Friday morning he would pledge money to Cassidy's legal defense. Though by the time the GiveSendGo had been suspended. So yeah, he said it after it was too late. But hey, Governor Santos, it's open now. So you can always open your wallet now. Satan has no place in our society and should not be recognized as a religion by the federal government, DeSantis tweeted. I'll chip in, contribute to this Veterans Legal Defense Fund. Good prevails over evil. That's the American spirit. Actually, I don't know how Santos talks. In 2019, the IRS gave the Satanic Temple tax-exempt status and recognized it as a religious organization. I was saying this in the first story. I don't care whether you like it or not. It is a religious organization. And maybe that's the battle you should fight, but then I shouldn't encourage Christians to fight anything because they are extremely violent and very well armed. Cassidy is being represented by attorney Davis Yuntz, who told the Sentinel that his client took action against the display because he was motivated by his faith to peaceful protest a display that is a direct affront to God after elected leaders and others were unwilling to act. How is that a defense? How is that a defense? My client was moved to insanity because of his religion and the law wouldn't do anything, so he took it in his own hands. Is he trying to get this man locked up in jail? How do you, what is a worse defense than that? I can't come up with a worse defense than that. What are you talking about? Christians hear that and they say, yeah, right on. Have you watched Perry Mason? Have you read anything by Earl Stanley Gardner at all? This is terrible. This is terrible. It's the worst defense of anything I've ever heard. It is my hope that the citation will be dismissed when my client's actions are understood, and that he will not face prosecution because of his faith. He is not facing prosecution because of his faith. People of faith called for other people of faith to just ignore the damn thing. It was going to be taken down anyway. But this man's faith caused him to make a violent act of vandalism against someone else's property in the state capitol. This was a violent act against the state capitol. Are you getting this at all? So you want him to not face prosecution because he was doing it for Jesus, right? And if some atheist comes in and knocks over the nativity scene and does it for Satan, would you say that that's okay too? Of course you wouldn't. My voice is trashed. Cassidy explained to the Sentinel that his actions emerged from a desire to awaken Christians to the anti-Christian acts promoted by our government. Let's just take that at face value for the moment. The only way to balance a overtly Christian act would be an overtly anti-Christian act, right? I mean, if the government can do pro-Christian acts, why can't it do anti-Christian acts? Just curious. Because you want to maybe cite the Establishment Clause on one half of that equation, but not the other half. So you're also not good at math, apparently. Or you see that equal sign and you just want to get rid of it because equality is not what you're after at all. We know who you are. That said, this satanic temple is not an anti-Christian sign. I'm sorry. So I don't, honestly, it doesn't matter, though. Your religion says Satan is bad. Why should the government care what your religion says? Others say not so bad. So honestly, why should yours be favored? Okay, none of this really takes into account what the satanic temple actually is. Okay, I'm just looking at it from the crazy Christian point of view. You still don't have a case. It goes on, the world may tell Christians to submissively accept the legitimization of Satan, but none of the founding fathers would have, yeah, we read that quote in the last one, anti-Christian values have steadily been mainstreamed, yeah, we heard that, rah, 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 rah. In the days leading up to the statue's destruction, Christian state lawmakers debated whether it should be allowed on state property. Republican State Representative John Dunwell, and it is right that we come back to him, posted a viral thread on X last weekend, explaining that while he personally finds the altar objectionable, he does not believe it's the government's job to dictate which religion can be represented in the Capitol. And I think we will end this trio of stories right there. You know what to do. Skeptics and Seekers. Squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email at skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.